Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Meanwhile, the tournament resumes on Thursday, tomorrow, but there are fixes.
It's time for another Spectre Interjector.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Josh. Good morning, B-Dub. Good morning, text line. After last year's NAB Crystal Radio Award-winning segment, Spectre Solution for Solving Baseball, I figured that now is as good a time as ever to solve another problem that we have in sports, and that is college basketball, the sport that used to be my favorite sport, the sport which I used to watch 7 days a week, read message boards, cared about the product, thought the product was watchable, would have sold out certain family members for a Duke National Championship, none of which is still true. So today, I have four plus one solutions for solving college basketball.
That'd be five then.
The first is the most simple and the biggest problem that faces the sport. If you want to go to the NBA out of high school, you should have every right to do so. But if you are going to go to college, you need to be in college for at least 2 years. This solves two problems. It increases name recognition for casual fans, and it'll improve the quality of play because in year two, you typically see a jump from players. All right, so with one solution, we've solved the marketability of the sport and the overall product of the sport. All right, good start. Second is fixing the transfer portal. In my system, you would get one free transfer. You want to leave after your freshman year? Boom, you can play your sophomore year right away with no consequences. You do it again, you got to sit out a year. The thing that separates college sports from professional sports is you're, you know, quote unquote, supposed to care about the kids. But if the kids don't care back or the kids don't have any stake in the game for your favorite university or your favorite team, then why should we ultimately care? I got to relearn the Duke team every year because they either go to the draft when they're underqualified or they transfer to another school because they're not getting minutes. That's what's made me fall out of love with Duke basketball. So the first two solutions are more governmental. Let's fix the on-court issues because the on-court product stinks. Whether or not you enjoyed watching basketball for the last 4 days because it's the NCAA tournament and it's fun and everybody's got a bracket, that's irregardless of the fact that the product is horrific to watch. So here's what you do. You have got to change the dimensions of the court. The NBA and college basketball play on the same court size. Now, so does the NFL and college football, but college football has wider hash marks and therefore seems to have more room for college athletes to roam, more field of play. So why can't the same be for college basketball? Wider lanes, longer three-point line to, you know, discourage people who can't shoot, who continue to shoot. You've got to change the court size. College kids are not the same size they were in 1960 as they were in 2023. There's too much size and not enough space. And ultimately, the NBA doesn't have a scoring problem. College basketball has a scoring problem. The way to fix it is to create way more space in the game. On top of that, there's an end of game issue. College basketball needs to adopt the Elam ending because these end of game situations, 90 seconds of game clock takes about 14 minutes. It slows up the pace of play.
If you're lucky.
We get so many timeouts. We get so many replay officials. It ruins the ultimate drama of the game. You have a score that's 65 to 57, and you say the first to 68 points wins, that's going to solve a lot of those issues, and I'm not going to get a free throw contest for the final 9 minutes of my television experience. So that's two on-court fixes and two governmental fixes that I think would really help reshape college basketball to the common fan. If you want to get really aggressive, and I don't even know if this is legal, and it's going to sound like an oxymoron coming out of my mouth because the NCAA sucks at every level. But the NCAA should take over AAU basketball and set up a better system for high school kids going into college and or going to the next level, NBA, G League, whatever. And maybe this is because I'm bald and getting into my late 30s and showing more butt crack as a dad, but it seems like the AAU system has ruined a lot of what college basketball should be about. And that the AAU world now that we live in is about the YouTube clip and the playing for yourself and trying to get to the league, as opposed to the kid who used to play high school basketball for the state championship and then goes to college to win the national championship. That step seems like it's been switched over. And I shudder at the fact that I think the NCAA should run something better because the NCAA can't even run itself. But if we came up with a system to bridge the gap between high school and AAU to then college or the NBA / G League route, I think we'd all be better off from a viewership perspective. Again, I don't know if it's legal. I don't know how you do that. But something's got to change from the high school to college jump, because what we're currently watching is not working. And the college product that we all used to love is not what we love anymore. And I feel like that's pretty universal across the board. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
That was a Specter interjector that I didn't hate, although we need to dissect a couple of things. Your thoughts as well. 913-586-7610.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.